were interviewing Ben Patterson in New York in the home of a friend of his. And Ben, can you tell me about where you were born and your early family life and your early interest in art?
Okay, so.
And music.
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, USA, on the 29th of May, 1934. And mother had graduated from the University of Pittsburgh in chemistry, and father from Carnegie Institute of Technology, it was called then, now Carnegie Mellon, in electrical engineering. And as you can imagine, this is end of the 1920s, and so they were among the first blacks, coloreds, as we were then known, to graduate from these two places. And so, okay, I won't go into all of that. Everybody knows what the color barriers were then, so that the opportunities for a black woman chemist were not very big then. Yeah. And also for a black electrical engineer. But in some ways, I think their persistence and willingness to go through all of this, knowing that there was, you know, like a wall at the end, which sooner or later might be broken, was part of my upbringing. That I, when I decided I wanted to become a classical symphony musician, even though it was clear there were no blacks anywhere in the country, that I said, okay, well, I'm just going to keep going and going, and sooner or later something will happen. You know, so that was a sidestep. But then the earliest sort of arts affiliations. A sister of my father that was a illustrator, fashion illustrator, and living in Wilkes-Barre, where my father's family came from. And she was at the top of the line and actually did most of the ads for Wanamaker and so forth in Philadelphia, and very good there. And then at some point I remembered that at least four of my aunts and cousins had all been church organists in various churches, so music was a part of the family tradition. And actually my father had studied violin. His father had been a violinist also, and he'd studied with his, my father with his father, my grandfather. And during his late high school years, 14 to I guess 18, he played in the pit orchestra for silent films in Wilkes-Barre, which is a funny sort of thing. And then later, during his college days, in the summer to make money, worked in the hotels in the Poconos, which were the big resort areas. And so half of the job was waiting tables, and the other half was playing bass in the dance bands. And as it turned out, later when I became interested in the bass, he had still kept his old bass, and so that became my first personal instrument in the late 40s. Yeah, he gave that to me. So there was tradition of the arts in the family from the beginning.
How far back does that go? You say your grandfather, right?
Yeah.